And let them
you know
up.
How those hens get pretty rich. He found some sweet potato vines in that. And when he come back the next spring to hunt, the next summer to hunt in that marsh, to hunt
good. It got pretty rich, and we found
that
them on
the sweet potato patch, and said them bags was busted open with the biggest kind of potato. 5 or 6, 7 or 8 potatoes through the hill. And it wasn't a very big pen, about 50 by 100, something like that.
Oh, is it pretty rich soil around here? Or?
Oh, yeah.
It's been a long time, I think.
And he set out,
and then
he got a hold of some oranges, brought them from North Island, I guess.
About 5 acres more.
And planted the seeds.
Yeah, 8 acres.
And they come up.
8 acres.
And they land. Then that's when he came back. He had five cows. And there's 2 oxen and a jackass. He built him another pen there.
And he put about 5 more acres.
It got pretty rich, and he planted them orange seeds, and they come up when they got up.
Come along?
Put a, about putting half high, 7 miles. So about 2 rows in that.
Good every orange field, except what he had in that little.
Well, they got up to be great big trees.
There was enough.
I don't know what year that was.
Salmonella.
Pretty long time after that. And then, they were doing so good that he went and set out. About 5 acres more. He had 8 acres there. 8 acres of land there. Then he 80 acres back on this side of the way. About 2 or 4 acres there. He put some. He went out and set out 5 more acres of orange. And when that 95 freeze come along, well, it knocked out. Killed every orange tree on the face except what he had in that little mule on the top there. There was enough ammonia in that. Got manure and stuff, you know. Kept cool and killing that stuff there. Well, that'll show you what ammonia will do for it. For cold weather.
Is that pretty bad freeze in 95?
Did
y'all have bad freeze last week?
Yes, sir. He killed a whole wall of trees. Two more out there in bed. And the old man goes, see that angle of the old lady in there?
Yes.
A wall of a tree on 30 feet high and it killed it down to the ground. Old man goes between the house and all that, you know, killed everything.
Did you have trouble with your pipes?
You couldn't get no water outside there. Unless it was running, I left that and running, you could get water. Well, the way over was cut off, you couldn't get no water at all. So it was warm down.
Any of them around you had the pipes freeze up anything?
Yeah, that's the hose was on top froze up, down on the ground. And this one running straight from the well, I don't really know how cold it did yet.
Did it have any snow or anything?
Yeah,
little like Carolina, North and South Carolina.
I guess all those tourists is coming down here to get out of
Tennessee, Kentucky, all that.
It's a fire, I guess.
You tell me about what your father did. Do you know if he went? Did he go to school much?
Well, no, he didn't. He went to school about 3 months.
He had a mule shag.
Then he went back to Orlando after his daddy died. He grew up over there. And then he come back over here in 81. And then he got mad. His daddy was an old farmer.